I want to read just two or three more poems and then read something that I hope will be entertaining, a little short story. Then I'll finish with some new poems. Here's a poem written somewhat in the style of probably the poet that I most, the contemporary poet that I most admire, and that's in translation of his first book. He's an Israeli poet by the name of Yehuda Amichai. When I wrote the poem, I was giving a reading in Chicago, and I had decided that it would be quite the romantic thing to do to take the train from Portland, Oregon, out to Chicago. And it turned out to be the most claustrophobic experience of my life, which was relieved only by the fact that they had an observation car, you know, one of those glassed-in cars, where I and a couple of people that I met and struck up a friendship with could sit all night, smoke grass, and listen to the local kids who were on the train talking. And they were talking mostly about rock concert and who had masturbated, who had broken whose guitar on who, you know, things like that. It was great. Talking about mooning people, you know. It was another life. Though I longed to be known, I passed for two nights and days alone on a train. Whatever I do, I am always leaving. Whoever's face I lay my own along, the cheekbones bruised and rose. Faces of friends, of women, the elongated face of my third wife, aged and concerned about my house. Nightly, I carry them forward in sleep, though I long to be no one. The wheels of iron pass over these rails and boards above water, over the bodies of my constant departure into my constant longing. I'm the right poet to read tonight, boy, after these days of rain. Drear.